Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And I am delighted to welcome Dee Wallace for a second visit to the show. Dee is an amazing force for healing, teaching, and living a holistic life of joy and positivity in both her creative endeavors and her family life. Dee is the author of Bright Light, and a longtime actress who has two new shows airing soon. One is Just Add Magic, and couldn't we use a lot of that? And the other is Supernatural. Whatever Dee is working on, she does it with her whole heart and her soul, and for the good of all. Hello, Dee, and thank you for joining me once again on Healing From Within. It's always a pleasure and delight to hear your joyful voice, attitudes, and spiritual insights.
Oh, gosh, Cheryl, thank you. And what a lovely intro. Thank you. So glad to be back.
Well, Dee, you know, as listeners of Healing From Within know, my guest and I search for answers to timeless questions about life and our true essence by self-investigative journeys within and by mastering our conscious and subconscious emotions, hopefully leading us to better understand our dual nature as both physical and spiritual beings. One major goal for this search is to find out how to align with universal source or the laws of energy to know our life plan and destiny and create through our higher thoughts and actions a life of health, joy, prosperity, and love. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dee Wallace will share her lifetime goals as an actress, healer, teacher, and creative source for sharing her love of life and helping others develop self-love and self-esteem, which are the keys to developing into a healthy, functional member of society and to heal ourselves and the world. And we know this begins with each child's earliest experiences. Dee, I always ask my guests to think back to their childhood.
Good for you.
Yeah, because we want to see if the possibilities for all we have become were already there, visible from the beginning, and for most people they were. So share a moment or experience or person who may have influenced your values and recognized your gifts and talents and helped you to become the person you are today. Because we know we want to be present in this moment, never to dwell on the past, but our story does begin in childhood with our perceptions about ourselves and our families. So tell us something of the girl you were and your dreams.
Well, what an interesting, beautiful question. I came in as a light, as we all do. I had a very bright light, which is why I named my book Bright Light. And when you ask that question, the two women in my life, my paternal grandmother and my mother, were probably the biggest influences in my life and everything I do. They were the ones responsible for giving me my first, well, they would call it religious, I would call it now spiritual teachings. They also introduced me to the world of acting, which is a very spiritual world for me. And my mother was a beautiful, amazing actress. She would do half-hour presentations at our church for Easter and Christmas and produced and directed the Christmas play. And people from four or five states around us would come to see my mother perform and to see her productions. And so I started out as the baby Jesus, ended up as the Virgin Mary in the Christmas play. And, you know, that kind of meld for me forever, the two worlds of spirituality and acting. Because in both worlds, you have to keep your heart open.
And you came in with a bright light, and you had bright lights around you to help you develop and go forward to do all the wonderful things you've done. But tell us why you recently decided to develop a new website and offer to the public.
There you go. And we call him Bubba for short. But, you know, I've been a life coach, an intuitive life coach, for almost 30 years. I have a teaching degree. And I do private sessions, 4 or 5 sessions daily in my home. And taught acting, taught high school, taught dance. And I was sitting down one day after a session, Cheryl, and I went, what is it? What is the common thread that is running through all of these people that I've worked with over the years? What is that one thing that is keeping them from living their beauty, living their dream, living their power? And it was unquestionably, through the channel, the answer, loving themselves, that we just don't know how to truly love ourselves. And when we truly love ourselves in the highest way, then we can't look out from those eyes and not love all other energy that we're looking at. So I decided to make it my life's work to teach people about self-love. And so I sat down and I asked, I said, what can I put out in the world right now that will be the most beneficial way to teach people about self-love? And one of them was my radio show. And the other one was this little bear called Bubbalopaloo. And Bubbalopaloo is based on, because all my healing work is really centered around bringing science, religion, and spirituality together in one conversation and one focus. So I started studying the brain and studied how the brain was developed. I could not believe that how we see our world and how we see ourselves in the world and how we see the world accepting us is in place by around 18 months old before we even have language to explain it. So that answered a lot of the questions to me around why people would go, "Dee, I know I want this. Why can't I get it?" And here I am 30 years old in a therapist's office, and I can't find the words to describe what I'm feeling. Well, that's because you didn't have any words when mm-hmm. you took all this energy on. And then I spoke with a lot of educators and brain experts around the fact that our brain is pretty much locked in by the time we're 4 years old, certainly by the time we're 7.
Yeah, I agree with you. And all the people who have been our caretakers and teachers, and whatever impressions or words they've said to us have been deeply imprinted upon our hearts and our souls and at a cellular level.
Yes, so absolutely.
Most people, I've heard people say, well, she's only a baby, and I'll just do what I have to do. And they have been less than loving or caring, or they don't speak to the child with intelligence and guidance, and that child knows much more as a multidimensional being than the physical reality at that moment can show. But we need to respect the infants and the young children and to treat them with dignity and respect.
Yes.
And many people do not understand this. So we're talking about this now, and it's very important for our listeners out there to know each baby needs to be treated as a soul who comes into this world very well aware of what their life pattern and destiny will be. And they're diminished if we don't treat them with the utmost of kindness and love.
And if we pass on our fears that were passed on to us.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So this little bear does all the things that create a new brain synapse for a child and for the child within all of us. I have a lot of adults buying this bear for themselves, and a lot of people buying them for their preteen, you know, early teenage daughters because of their self-esteem vulnerability. And what it is, it has 14 empowering statements like, I love my body, I am so loved, I'm going to be great. And the child pushes the paw, and so there's a bonding object, which any psychologist will tell you is incredibly important for every child. There is first-person strong statements that then the child says back to the bear. So the bear says, I love my body. And the child says, I love my body. So he's making a statement in a strong first-person statement. He's repeating it every time he plays with the bear. There's a bonding object and an experience of fun and love. And those are all things that go together that build really strong core synapses in our brain. The other little paw, the parent or grandparent or the child, can put in whatever message they want to put in. And, you know, we were thinking just in terms of the adults, but at the toy fair, little boy came up and said, oh, no, Mommy, who is a buyer, I want to put in my own message. And he put in, I used to be afraid to go to sleep at night, but now I'm brave. And he looked up and he's with these little sparkly eyes, and he says, I'm going to play this every night, Dee. I'm going to play it every night.
Oh, isn't
and
that
I'm
great.
Going to be powerful, right?
I love it. I just think that's so wonderful. And I think the parents or whoever's listening to these messages will also be moved to remember what's really important about what we should be saying to each other.
Consciously being able to create who we are. I just got off an email with a woman who emailed me and said, you know, I was diagnosed with the beginning stages of cancer, and I purchased a Bubba, and he helps me stay so centered and remember to nurture myself through all this. And I thought, you know, you're given a divine idea. I sat there and went, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do a toy. I've never made a product, you know, and the voice just says, well, start.
And you did, and you did. And I like that story of the woman with cancer who bought this bear, because any illness or disease is really a function of the soul creating for itself a way to go forward and make change and correct whatever is wrong in their life.
Absolutely.
And that bear will help that person probably more than some of the medication that she receives. So I think that's wonderful. And I do say and see that this could be used for many different purposes. But let's go back to one of your first movies years ago, The Extraterrestrials, or E.T. as it is known.
Uh-huh.
What did that creature or alien teach the little boy in the movie who was dealing with his challenging family life? He had a single mother, I remember, that was you.
Yep.
And about simply growing up, which your bear and the thoughts that we're talking about right here are all about.
It all really does come together. I think I know that it was by no mistake that I did that movie. I think that's my life's work, and the whole message from E.T. was to keep your heart open and know what you want and believe in yourself and allow the world to help you.
And to have trust.
Yes,
in
total
your own
trust.
Trust in the universe and in your own values.
Yep.
Because no matter what happens to us, there are reasons, and good will always come out of it as we move forward through any challenge. So, yes, I think that movie showed us all that. Yeah.
You know, the little series I have on Amazon Prime that just premiered last Friday, beautiful family movie, and it's teaching through this fun little mystery of these three preteen girls exactly the same messages. You know, you have to take responsibility for who you are. You have to take responsibility for your decisions. You have to ask. You have to hold the intention, okay, I am going to find the answer, and take action until you do. So it's just really interesting to me, Cheryl, how all the sides of my life are coming together to support each other.
But Dee, the beauty is that you are able to recognize that and to see the many pieces that have to come together for each of us, for us to realize who we really are as a soul being having a physical life and as a multidimensional energy. Possible, I mean, so much is possible for us. And yes, people who recognize that have the greatest gift possible to any living being. And you have it, and I have it, and we share it with those listening, that there is so much more. We are so much more than we appear to be. Life is so much more than the little aspects that we put our attention on. We have to open up to all the possibilities.
Yes, and it really takes loving yourself and loving who you are if you're going to live all your possibilities. Because otherwise, you're not going to think enough. You're not going to know and be able to accept that you are the creative force on this plane. And that, you know, God helps him who helps himself. So we've got to know, we've got to decide, we've got to choose, we've got to take action. And then all the force, since Star Wars is out now, all of the force comes together to partner with us in creating, you know, all the desires of our heart.
It is, absolutely. And I love in the new Star Wars, the girl, her performance, the actress from Britain, was excellent. Mm-hmm. And she shows young women out there the power of their being if they have no fear and they move forward as equal creators on this planet. And she does a great job of it.
Yeah, Joy has very much the same message, the movie Joy.
I haven't seen that yet, but I will.
Well, it's all about her. Irregardless of what's handed to her and the conditions that are put forward to her and the belief systems of others, irregardless of all of that, she believed in herself and moved forward.
And talking about that, the films that are out now, I recently, actually this week, saw with DiCaprio, and I saw the new Benghazi movie, 13 Hours.
Uh-huh.
And what were those movies about? They were about the human spirit and the possibilities to overcome nature and any tragedy if you have love for yourself and for your partner, people around you, and for living the best, most conscious life possible. So
yep.
A lot of films are showing that. And some of the films in the past are mainstream now that are showing more about energy and the force or life force that we are, such as Proof, Medium, The Ghost Whisperer, Saving Hope, Sleepy Hollow. And there's films like The Hereafter and Heaven is for Real and City of Angels, and they're all dealing with themes of energy or afterlife and healing on this multidimensional level. So 20 years ago, there was E.T., or 25 years ago. But since then, we have evolved, and we are aware now, so many of us, of what we're talking about here. So, Dee, you were telling us about that new TV series. I didn't catch the name of it.
Just Add Magic. It's downloadable. You can binge it on Amazon Prime. Beautiful, beautiful series. It's great to watch with families, and it's great. It works on an adult level also. So sitting with your younger children isn't going to be boring for you, but it's a really great mystery with some wonderful acting from a lot of older and younger actors and some great messages, and most of which is, you know, love yourself enough to trust yourself and take responsibility for your life and look, watch what magic happens then.
Exactly. That is the magic. When you go forward, it all happens, but you have to take a step forward. That's great. And you had another new show that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, Supernatural.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm guest starring on Supernatural.
Oh, yes, okay.
And I play, it was so much fun, Cheryl. I play this sexy senior citizen who comes on to one of the boys, and of course I'm embroiled in all of the supernatural stuff that happens that goes down also. But there's a really fun B story about me being attracted to one of the boys, and I can't tell you, those boys are so sweet. We had such a good time. They're so lovely.
Well, you know, you could look at it like this. There really is no age. There really is the soul, which is eternal young. And sometimes people, there's many forms of love and attraction and being with other people. So sometimes someone recognizes in another person in their eyes or in their voice or in their twinkle, like bright light, something that is very beautiful, and they just want to be with that person. So
yeah.
I don't think in terms of age. I think in terms of vibrance and living your life force in a way that is healthy and productive and purposeful. So I kind of think that's fun. I'm going to get to see that.
Oh, it was great fun.
I'm sure.
And the special effects supernatural stuff is awesome. I just looped it, and I got to see some of it, and it's quite amazing, all of it. But, you know, and then I did a film in Australia in December where I play this matriarch defending her family again through this intruder that comes in and all the horrible, hysterical things that happen. But, you know, I said, I want to do this. I want to see if I can still do another Cujo, you know,
yeah,
another tour de force.
That was a great
do
movie.
All my stunt stuff, and I did it, man, and it was empowering. But, you know, I sat there for a minute when I got the script and went, oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I can carry a film like this. You know, it's emotionally and physically exhausting. And we shot in the outback in Australia, and we shot nights, which is another thing that's really hard. But I finally just sat there and went, no, I'm going to believe in myself, and whatever I can't do, I'll figure a way around.
You know, and you did a great job, I'm sure. But,
you know,
I was told a long time ago by a medium that my mother, who's in spirit, said to me, Cheryl, very often you say no, and you miss an opportunity. From that day on, I was very aware of what I was asked to do. And,
yeah.
I didn't say no, I said yes. Because whatever we're brought to, we can accomplish. It's just the fear in that moment that might come in that makes us say no. So I think,
and you
that's
know,
what you just did. You went forward to do something challenging. And if you're called to do it, there are reasons and so much that we can learn and share with other people through the experience. Right?
Yeah, I find that the fear comes in the lack of decision so much. Oh, should I? Shouldn't I? Can I? Can't I? And we don't make it. Once we make the decision and step forward, then the fear falls away.
Absolutely. Now, tell us something about your views on energy in regard to healing.
I think, I know that everything is energy. And energy needs a direction. Energy is available to us all the time, but it needs direction. If we want ice, then we have to take water and say, I'm going to make ice, and take the steps to put it in the freezer to make ice, right? Well, all energy works the same way. So most of us are directing energy unconsciously because we aren't aware of the fact that energy will go anywhere we direct it to without question and without judgment. That's what the creative force does, so that we can learn how important it is to consciously handle energy. So you get up in the morning and you say, oh my God, I'm so tired. And your energy goes, okay, I'll give you more tired. And watch TV for an hour and get inundated with at least 20 messages of sickness and what medicine you better go out and get from the pharmaceutical industries, and you're not conscious, then your subconscious starts directing the energy toward believing that you need those things.
Absolutely. It is our mind creating our reality at all times. Our thoughts are very important, and when we start to focus on a more loving, positive, helpful thoughts instead of fearful thoughts, if we send those away, we don't embrace them, we're going to do much better. But Dee, you actually wrote this in your book about energy. Energy is everything. Everything is created from energy, and a high vibration of energy creates the best results in any endeavor. Charles, who was one of your acting teachers, would read us stories from interviews with the Beatles or cite amazing facts about Michelangelo and a slew of great artists and scientists on the art of managing energy and how they used, directed, and channeled its flow. Always, always, the objective was to stir the instincts more than the intellectual mind. And that's what you were just saying.
Yep.
You use your inner intuition and connection to spirit, and don't let the ego or mind detract you from what you want and what's possible and good. And that's what energy is. I want to thank you, Dee Wallace, for sharing your new projects and your ideas about life and energy and your new bear, Bubba.
BubbaBear.com.
And the wonderful news of all the good things that you're involved in and sharing your tireless journey to explore the world of energy, faith, and soul nature, and to bring to the world in all your endeavors the miracle and power of knowing who we are, loving who we are, and loving life no matter what the challenge is. For more information, go to IamDWallace.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have traveled a road where Dee began in Kansas, and the values of Dee Wallace's early life as she became more aware of the beauty and life force within her and exposed it to the world in all her efforts and life experiences. Like most of us, we begin with following the guidance of family, teachers, and friends, and along the way are nudged by the unseen forces around us that encourage us to remember who we are and why we chose a physical life experience. Some call this an awakening or path to higher consciousness. Dee and I would have you begin this exploration of yourself, the world, and universe, and discover the real reason any of us souls choose a physical life. We do that so we can make our days and nights and life as forward-thinking, moving outside of the box or the fears and limitations of others to finally know ourselves as love. And then anything is possible. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. Go to my website to listen to and read about the world of energy, metaphysics, healing, spiritual communication, and for developing new ways to know yourself and the world better. You may hear this on my website, CherylGlick.com, and shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.